So tell me about the White House restaurant building and the historical significance of it.
The building dates back to William Calkins, who was a merchant inventor of the Calkins washer. It had a hand aggregator, and apparently that was a new item back then. That was the crown jewel of inventions in the 19th century. So he made a lot of money off of that invention, and he built the home right after the Civil War, around 1865. It was a sprawling estate, and based on the topography, had been labeled Calkins Hill because the building kind of sat alone up there. And then in about 1880, the president of Valparaiso University, President Brown, actually purchased it and used it as his home, as the president's home. And he entertained a number of historical guests, including William Jennings Bryant. President Taft visited the home, as well as Irish President Eamon de Villeray. And so it became kind of an important place for the university to utilize for guests and dignitaries, rather. And then in about 1917, President Brown died, and it went into a bit of a family dispute for about 20 years, where it culminated in the family subdividing the surrounding property, selling off to other homes, and then they actually converted the house. It was a 21-room house, and they converted it at that time into multifamily housing apartments. And then it served that purpose until about 1944, when a local family, the Pappas family, they purchased it, and they actually used it as their private residence until about 1978. It was too big of a house for them, and the insurance and the costs to live there were starting to get pretty high, so they actually came up with the idea of turning it into a restaurant. So in about 1978, it was converted into the White House restaurant that the Pappas family ran. They put a bar down in the basement, and they made some other minor adjustments to the house, but it was basically seen as a place to go get a family meal, a restaurant in a family setting, in a nice home, very stately fireplaces, chandeliers, etc. And the restaurant did very well. In about 1995, the family decided to close the restaurant and didn't really do anything with it. And then in 1998, there was a fire. And between the fire and the water damage, it kind of sealed the building's fate, where it was pretty expensive to try and convert back into a restaurant with those damages. And so eventually it went into the hands of someone who ran a small banquet space, and it unfortunately didn't do very well, and so it kind of fell again onto hard times. And then again, just over due to prior damage and lack of use, the building and house kind of fell into disrepair. A lot of deferred maintenance occurred there, so it just became much more expensive to revamp the house than it would be worth from any type of commercial offering. And so it fell into disrepair, further disrepair, and that's the condition that it's in today. It's basically been unfortunately turned into, we've had squatters in there. It's been fairly used, unfortunately, by people that shouldn't be using it. It's become a public safety concern for the area. And the good news here is that the ownership has had people that have an interest in preserving some of the features of the house, like the staircase. The original staircase was actually donated to a family that had removed it and had installed it into their home in a nearby house, and as well as some of the chandeliers. So they've basically let anybody that had any type of sentimental interest in the house, in the restaurant, come in, and they could take anything of value so that it could be preserved by people that appreciated it. And so that's kind of left it rather bare bones. And now, while it's unfortunately a disappointing structure today, there's interest in converting that building, demolishing the building, because it's beyond salvage, and actually turning it into a beautiful development that would feature brownstone dual-loaded homes that you probably would be used to seeing in Wrigleyville and some of those other Chicago suburbs, and giving new life to this beautiful location at a very important intersection of our community.
Where is the intersection? Is it sit in the heart of downtown?
It sits, it's in downtown. It's just a block north of Lincoln Way, Lincoln Way being the main thoroughfare through Valparaiso. So it is just basically a block north of dead center downtown Valparaiso.
So nobody ever wanted to turn that building into a museum or anything? Nothing historical, that like a tourist attraction of sorts?
I believe there were conversations about whether that would be viable, and obviously the Porter County Museum and the Porter County Historical Society have all had varying levels of interest in the building, but unfortunately there was never enough of an impetus to go forward and try and do something to maybe put that as a museum or as a location. Again, just due to the lack, or due to the damage rather, there just was a real lack of value in trying to get in there. A lot of the original materials had been damaged in that fire and putting the fire out. So a lot of that was not salvageable, unfortunately, because there, when you look on the outside, it doesn't necessarily look as bad as you might think. But when you get to the interior, you can see very, very starkly how bad the building has gone into with no one keeping the house up. The building is scheduled for demolition Monday,